Records still spinning here on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman.
I'm Steve Scheer. As we heard last hour on the record, lawmakers in Olympia didn't get a lot done this session. They didn't pass a transportation package, and they didn't make a lot of progress on fully funding basic education as mandated by the Washington State Supreme Court. This hour, we're going to turn to the other Washington. Andrea Seabrook is the co-founder of the blog and podcast Decode DC. Hello, Andrea.
Hi.
Thanks. Nice talking to you again.
Great to be here.
So lots of headlines about Congress making headway on a deal for long-term unemployment benefits that expired at the end of December. 1.2 million people lost their benefits right then, and then 72,000 people a week have been dropped off the rolls since then. How close is this agreement to actually passing?
Well, it's interesting. It's still just an idea, although it's been outlined, and the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office has talked about its cost, which means that it's not just, you know, a thought in someone's head, but actual members of both the House and the Senate, both parties are actually coming to real terms on this. In fact, the House Speaker John Boehner, and of course the House is the big problem with passing anything these days, or at least I shouldn't say problem, they're the big challenge when it comes to passing anything these days. House Speaker John Boehner has been talking about the terms that he would be willing to agree to. So it is a real possibility.
I've read that in the Senate, anyway, Republicans like how it's paid for. How is it paid for?
Yes, it's paid for by some fees on goods that come through customs, but also it changes the way that corporations put money into employee pension funds. It makes it allows corporations to put slightly lower contributions in. It's a little bit of an accounting gimmick in some ways, but it does mean that pension funds could boost profits to corporations. It could make them look like they are making more money than they actually are.
I see. And that's one of the reasons why some of the Republicans and whoever else supports it like it, because it does give something to the corporations.
It does. It allows them to basically show their balance sheets differently in a way that makes the corporations look more profitable. And that, you know, you could say, as I just did, it's an accounting gimmick. On the other hand, with an economy that's still recovering, anything that makes balance sheets look better tends to, you know, have kind of a snowball effect on Wall Street and make a feeling that things are getting better.
Now, Democrats like the idea because the benefits are extended, but from my reading, it only extends the benefits for 5 months?
Yes, and remember, we are only talking now about people who have maxed out the sort of basic 6 months, 26-week unemployment that most states give people. The rules are slightly different in different places. And we're talking about the very long-term unemployed at this point. And it's interesting to look at the fact that Republicans and some business-minded Democrats were so worried about the corporate side of this, because really, if there has been a recovery, and there has been some kind of a weak recovery, it's been on the corporate side. The people who lost their jobs when the economy really went south, many, many of them still don't have jobs. The longer you're out of work, the harder it is to get back into the workforce. And there's been this sort of talk about how we as a nation boost, the jobs for those people, the people who have been ailing all along. There are a couple of provisions in the ideas that are being tossed about that would require more training, for example, for workers who have been out of work for a long time.
Right. That was what, that's the provision that people think will get enough Republicans to sign on to get it through the Senate.
Yes, it's one of the things that also that in the House, Republicans have demanded since the beginning of talk about extending long-term unemployment benefits. There's also something else going on here, which is really interesting. Republicans aren't against unemployment at all, or unemployment compensation. Unemployment benefits actually boost the economy quite a bit. It's a way to pump cash into the economy. It's a kind of stimulus. And so it's always been a question of how long you extend it for. And for those in sort of the Tea Party wing of the Republican Party, they have to worry about looking like they're spending a lot, even though many of them actually support this extension.
The benefits would be retroactive December 28th. And they could vote on it when they come back from their recess. But those making $1 million or more last year are excluded. And that's about 0.3% of all filers. Who knew that people making $1 million qualified for unemployment?
Yeah, well, I think anybody who drew a salary or wages, you know, in a paycheck can qualify for unemployment. I think there's nobody that thinks we should be worried about millionaires when it comes to unemployment.
All right, so President Obama also has made this move talking about expanding overtime pay. Some of these changes he can make without congressional approval. I heard John Boehner and others not very happy about this, but they're not going to, they don't have, really have any way to stop it if he goes through, do they?
Well, you know, President Obama is the head of the executive branch, obviously, and he can sign an executive order that changes the policies for the workers that work for him, basically. And so, yes, Congress doesn't have a lot that it can say about that in most cases. It's interesting how the politics has played on this. And let me remind you that the federal workforce hasn't had a raise in many years or a cost of living adjustment. And it's, you know, there tend to be many federal workers in places where it's very expensive to live as well. But I think, you know, Obama is saying that, you know, that wages should go up in general across the board, and overtime should be allowed. More people should qualify for time and a half overtime. But, you know, it's interesting that Republicans are very angry that the president is trying to do so much with executive orders at the same time that Congress has done very little with the actual legislative process. So it's hard to see how the politics of this will come down, because Republicans are acting very outraged about Obama doing so much with executive orders.
Does it only apply to federal workers, his proposal?
It's unclear exactly who it would apply to. There are certain workplace policies that are set by the federal government, and when I sort of mixed two things there, I'm talking about raising the minimum wage for federal workers and, you know, allowing more people to automatically qualify for time and a half across the board in the United States. It's a way that the president can sort of get at raising the salaries of people, raising the wages of people without being able to actually raise the minimum wage.
Very interesting. All right, Andrea Seabrook, today we got to listen to John McCain railing against his fellow Republicans in dealing with the Ukraine. So the Ukraine's going to be a whole other story. I look forward to talking about that with you later, because it's very interesting. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, let's talk.
All right. Andrea Seabrook, she is the co-founder of the blog and podcast Decode DC. This is The Record.